Explore the tropics at Whole Foods Market through April 16th. Save on juicy finds like yellow mangoes at 5 for $5 with Prime. Sweet Dacopan citrus is back, just $3.49 per pound with Prime. Plus, save on seasonal favorites like dragon fruit, kiwi, pineapple, and more. In the meat department, pick up animal welfare certified meats with tropical-inspired marinades. And be sure to try the spicy Hawaiian pizza, back for a limited time. Only at Whole Foods Market.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste. Or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products. Because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe podcast with Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox, and myself, LeVar Arrington. Make sure you catch us live weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern or 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. You can hang out with us as always on the iHeartRadio app. You can find us on hundreds of affiliates all across the country and wherever the hell you are, making us a part of your Wednesday morning. We appreciate you doing so. We're going to take you all the way up until 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 o'clock Pacific, and we do it here live from the Tire... From the TireRack.com studios, TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So I don't know if you guys saw this or not, but Deshaun Watson's making his return to the NFL this weekend. And wouldn't you know it, of all the places he's going to make his return after this lengthy suspension, Deshaun Watson's going to be starting for the Browns at the Houston Texans, who, wouldn't you know it, he used to play for all those years. And that's the team who traded him to Cleveland. And then there's this, Tony Busby, who was the lawyer who represented the women that were filing the sexual harassment and assault charges against Deshaun Watson. He's announced that he and about 10 of the women who accused Deshaun Watson of sexual harassment and assault will be at the game on Sunday.
To watch?
Yeah. So
on his dime.
Who thinks this is a good idea? Why is this happening?
I guess it led you to think that because it's in Houston, that helps make it more possible.
Yeah.
You know, had they suspended him an additional week, you know, that it wouldn't be possible to have this. But they could always fly up and attend wherever the game was. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if they want to be there to continue to, you know, tell their story. I'm not sure if Tony Busby, who has utilized the media to his advantage to put leverage on Deshaun Watson and his legal team and all of that. Like, it's hard to understand why, if you went through a traumatic experience like that, why you'd want to, you know, go there and do that or witness that. But again, that's up to their own decision, you know, and how they want to handle it.
It's just the whole thing's odd, man. Like, it just, and it's not even. And I caught myself looking at the story, going, "Why would he do this? What, like, why even put like this? Just makes the situation that much weirder." And then I realized, oh, the entire situation's weird. A, why have him come back for this game? Like, of all the number of suspensions, the number of games you could have popped him for, why this one? You could have just done what a lot of people felt like you were going to do and done the entire season. Or, to Brady's point, push it back a week, and that way you don't have to deal with any of this stuff that's happening. Like, that could have been avoided. Deshaun Watson's behavior, all that could have been avoided. The fact that he's even, you know, still playing, that could have been avoided. The fact that the Browns traded for him and gave him all that money, that could have been avoided. Just from start to finish, this entire thing has been a cluster F. From start to finish. And now on top of it.
It's been a what?
A cluster F. You can't say the.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't say the actual word.
I'll say this.
Thank you, Birdo. Yes, that's the one.
That. It almost.
Thanks, Berto.
Yeah. It almost gives.
Delavar, if you could just tell.
Oh, I heard him. Okay. I heard him say it. Yeah, okay. I heard him say it. I heard him. I just was trying to keep doing radio. That's okay. All.
You know. Missed you, buddy.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Berto said the real word, everyone. Just so everybody knows. Snitching on you. This to me makes Deshaun Watson, and I never would think that I would say this, it makes him a sympathetic figure.
Really?
What?
Tony Busby is what? Taking the girls to see the game, and they're going to sit in a suite to watch the game.
10 of them.
But you don't know if they don't like want to do this on their own volition. Maybe it was their idea.
If whoever goes to that game, They're going to that game to watch the game that Deshaun Watson is playing in a suite. Like, y'all don't find that to be like the.
Oh,
to
me,
they're probably rooting against him. I'd imagine, LeVar. I don't think they're rooting for him.
But why would you even make that public domain? Why would you go?
I'm willing to bet
if this person has done the things, the heinous things, and the lewd acts that he's done. Why would you want to go and watch him play?
Maybe they feel like they're haunting him, you know? Maybe they feel like they're haunting him.
From the suite.
Do you think he's on their fantasy team? Probably not. The whole thing's weird.
I mean, maybe this is cultural for me, because culturally speaking, you're coming to a suite to watch me play. Have you been in a suite all year to watch the Houston Texans play?
I agree. It's all weird. I agree.
But like that. So what, you flaunting your money that you got now? Or are you like, we got you? Like, to me, that's how I'm looking at it.
Ooh.
Like, so y'all got paid. You got your settlements. And now you're coming to sit in a suite. You didn't say we're coming to stand out front and watch Deshaun go in and shame him while he's walking into the stadium. The report says they got a suite and they're going to watch the game from a suite. He's not even going to see them. So what does it matter to tell the public you're going to go sit in a suite to watch the game? That's high profile. That's high sedity. Like, I'm not with that. That makes me sound like y'all hustled Deshaun Watson. That's what it sounds like to me.
Do you feel like some part of them being in a suite is just for their own protection? You know, maybe they feel like...
Don't go!
Well, I get that, but maybe they feel like it's important for them to go and to show...
And sit in a suite.
Well, hold on. Again, we're looking at this from a perspective of a male. Bottom line. Like we don't have the perspective of how they feel the position that they're in. And all I'm trying to throw out there is maybe they feel like this is them showing their strength, showing their power of, hey, something happened, all right, and I'm not going to hide. I want to be out there to say to any other woman who's been, whether it was sexually abused, whatever they're going through, that you can stand strong and you could still be present for something to face that person. And maybe to some degree that's what it is. Because, again, the suite and all that, I don't really care about that. You know, that's probably – Tony Busby feeling like they could all be in a safe space, maybe together and separated from people to be present for it, as opposed to just being out there in the stand somewhere. But, I mean, again, I'm just trying to throw out perspective of it. Maybe it has something to do with that. They feel like it's important to be in the public's eye so it's not forgotten, and the subject of what we're talking about is not forgotten.
Tony Busby spoke with ESPN on Tuesday, and he said, quote, some of my clients asked to go. They thought it was important to make clear that they are still here and that they matter. And he said some of the women really wanted to attend the game to kind of make a statement. Hey, we're still here. We matter. Our voice was heard. And this is not something that's over. Sexual harassment happens every day in the United States.
Okay, so let me ask this question, because maybe this could clear it up for me. Are they going straight to the suite, or did they announce that there are other things that they're going to do? Because if they go straight to their suite, who exactly are they showing that we're still here? Who exactly are they showing that this is a real issue out here?
It'll be on TV.
They're going to film these ladies going to a suite to sit and watch the game. That's what we're saying?
Not filming them going. I think they're going to, at some point, I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't film it at some point. I mean, maybe they won't. Maybe the game crew doesn't want to film that. They'd rather just film the game. But nowadays, I feel like a lot of game crews, and just from calling a number of NFL games, and even college to that matter, right? Like I remember, you know, calling the first game in Oklahoma when Joe Mixon came back. People tend to forget, you know, what transpired before he got to Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And I remember having to kind of go over that, cover that, how we were going to cover that and mention it. Now, in my mind, I'm like, this isn't, you know, this obviously impacted him from a football perspective, but it's not football. So it's not my place to talk about it as a game analyst, right? That's not what I'm hired to do. But if our sideline reporter wants to talk about it, if our producer feels it's important and our play-by-play wants to mention what had transpired, so be it. So I don't know that the game crew, it kind of depends on who those people are. I mean, honestly, it's kind of like the news we get. As much as we want to act like these news stations are just reporting the news, there's also people behind them who have their own interests and their own ideas as to what people should be told. So that plays a role in it. But I'll be curious to see if the game crew does show them on TV, because I do think it'd be tough not to. And I wonder, like, the NFL's role in...
And that's where I'm saying, like, NFL, their relationship with the television stations, they are not showing those people.
I would actually argue the opposite. All right. Because I remember the NFL, at least reportedly, wanted him to be suspended for the whole year. They settled on this number. And that's what's interesting to me, is, like, they settled on a number, and maybe it has something to do with the fact that, you know, they want him, okay, like, you want to come back early, you want to act like our suspension wasn't, you know, punitive enough initially when it was a 6 games, you know, now we're going to make you come back and go play in Houston. We're going to make sure you're very aware of, you know, the past transgressions and everything that you've done.
Yeah, it's a nice even
I'm
round.
I'm not buying that.
It's a nice even.
I'm not taking that one to the bank.
It's a nice even round number of 11. It makes all the sense in the world.
I don't understand this. You got your settlement. If you're telling me you're going there to face him, like when Mike Vick came back and protesters were out front protesting and saying what they are going to say, I understand that. You don't want to be forgotten. You don't want this to be forgotten. You don't want this to be taken lightly. I get that. You're going to go stand there and show we're here, we're not invisible. I get that. But to announce that you're going to the game to watch the game and you're going to be in a suite, if that's all you're doing is going to the game and going to a suite, I would argue that's shady as hell.
It's a little weird, but also I'm not sympathetic to Deshaun Watson. He put himself in this situation, and also these are only 10 women. What about the other 30?
Yeah, but we could turn it into that, but let's stay focused in on what we're talking about right now.
I agree. That's why I said
you're showing up to the game and you're going to sit in a suite.
You're really obsessed with a suite. I
mean, yes, because you pay for suites. Like suites
Busby could have, his law firm could have a suite there.
It doesn't matter. It's still,
well, it
that's still,
does.
That's still,
I mean,
considered,
like,
to be.
It's not like it's their suite. Like, they're just going to.
Well, I wouldn't say it's their suite, but the cost of sitting in a suite is much different than going and sitting in a stadium, which,
they're
by the way.
They're not paying for it, though.
But what are you taking them to a suite for anyway? They're called luxury boxes. What are you taking them to the suite for?
Hey, exactly what we just said. Like, they want to be present, but they want to be away from everything else there. I mean, the last NBA I went to a Mavs game. I was in a suite for a law firm.
It's not. We're not talking about you, Q. We're talking about ladies that
understand.
Have gone through what they've gone through.
And suites are sold to corporations all the time, as you know.
Like, you don't see the there's clarity in saying that we're putting out there in the media that these women are going to attend the game and be in a suite. Like, that sounds shady to me.
The suite part to me is not the surprising part. It's a law firm. A lot of law firms have, or other companies have, corporate suites. They bring clients there. These are clients. That's not the surprising part. The surprising part for me in all this is the fact that they want to go to the game.
That's great. Okay, like, so put it all together.
It. It
that's what I'm saying.
They're in a suite. It doesn't matter if they're in the stands. It doesn't matter if they're on the sideline.
I think it makes it more egregious that they're sitting in a suite. Like, the fact that you want to go be in a place where the person that you've just settled, what you've settled, that you're saying, and this is what happened, which, by the way, never was. It was settled. So he wasn't convicted of this. I find that to be strange.
I mean, if they had sideline passes, I still would look at the same and be like, why would you even want to be at that game? Like, if the experience was traumatic.
I would feel better if you said they're going on the sideline. I would feel better. And I would feel better because we're saying, okay, we want to face the person that did this. Okay, go on the sideline. You got sideline passes? Make it real uncomfortable. You're on the sideline. He can see you can see him.
Maybe they'll be on the sideline.
But that's why I'm asking, is there anything more than we're going to the game, we're going to sit in the suite, we're going to watch the game? Is there anything, because from what I've read, I don't see anything more than that.
So if they had a booth out in front of the stadium where they could help, you know, sexual harassment victims, things like that, and do it for a good cause.
Protest.
Okay, I agree. Like, if this was about something more, like, let's create awareness for it and let's, you know, actually try and put together something before the game. I get all that. I was more, why would you even want to be in this situation at all?
Because you want to face them. You want to if I want to face Deshaun Watson and I'm there, then I'm going to face you. If that's the way Busby is putting it out there, which that's kind of the way he's stating it in his quotes, is that they have the right to be seen, they have the right to be heard, and not let this die. That's not going and sitting in a suite. That's not going and sitting in a suite.
So stuck on a suite.
Yes, because it's out of the way. It's out of the way. Like, you're out of the way. You're going and you're watching a game. That's to me.
If they show them on TV and all that, like, it doesn't matter where they're at when they show them on TV.
If they show them on TV, so Tony Busby's agenda is going to be ran that far down to the finish line?
Yeah,
they've already gotten their settlement.
I think he's pretty well thought out with all of it. He was with the way he handled things with the media. And the other thing I'd say is,
I'd be blown away if I saw it.
I think you'd
be blown away.
I think you're undermining, too, like, the fact that there were some Deshaun Watson supporters. There were some people who didn't believe the story that the women told. And so whether it's those people out there, I mean, there's some crazy people out there, man. I mean,
of course.
So they probably feel like it's better to be protected in an environment like that, where there's better security, where they're more closed off than anywhere else. Like, if they are
showing them there, and that's the thing, like, you're bringing awareness and they are showing them, or there's an interview that's being done, there's something set up. I would like to know that's what's taking place, because to just say what you just said doesn't compute for me. It doesn't compute. There's no reason.
You're
right.
Very taken back by the sweet
I'm taken back by the fact that you're going to watch the game. That's what it said. You're going to watch the game.
That's what Jonas and I have been saying. You keep getting stuck on the sweet thing.
Yeah, because if you add that to it, to me, that says y'all hustled him, is what I'm saying.
It's not their suite, though. Again, I think it's going to be a law firm or Busby suite.
You can interpret it how you want to interpret it, Q. I'm interpreting it the way that I'm interpreting it. It says to me that has stench of hustle. That's hustle. They call that, and where I'm from, they call that gold digging. That's a digger. I mean, you're a dream chaser. That's what that says to me.
A unanimous term.
It's standard for hustling.
So that's if you found out that it's Busby's law firm that owns the suite.
I don't care.
Okay.
Well, I don't care because Busby got paid off of it too. More than them girls.
Would you rather they pay for the tickets?
That's why he's probably doing this. If they want, look, if these girls want to go to the game, if they want to go anywhere to you know, talk about this, he's going to help promote it. And then, as bad as it sounds, because it's only going to be self-serving, right? It's only going to help his business. You know, it's not like this is the last accuser you're going to have that he's going to be he's going to have as a client. So that's the other thing is, you know, if you want to attack anyone, attack Tony Busby.
I'm not attacking anyone. Well, I'm just saying what my observation is.
If he, you know, kind of gave them this idea and now is kind of parading them.
Then they're dumb.
Well, maybe that's the case. But at the end of the day, all it's doing is like maybe there's other women out there who said, oh, well, I want to use Tony Busby, whether they have the right intentions or not. Whether, you know what I'm saying? I mean, he's using it as almost a marketing.
It's free advertising. Yes. We're talking about it right now, and we've gone way over break talking about it. So, I mean, there you go. He's got what he wanted. This is a nationally syndicated show. We got the big names on this show. We got Brady Quinn on this show. We got Jonas Knox on this show. And we're talking about it. So there it is. There's the value of it.
And
but to me, I think it's a bad look for them girls. I really do. I think if my daughter said, yeah, I'm going to the game and I'm going to go watch this game with Deshaun Watson, I'd be like, why the F are you going to that game? What the hell are you doing?
Yeah,
you're going to stay ass right here.
I agree with
you. Like,
it doesn't make much sense as to why they'd want to go. But again, they have every right to.
They have every right to.
I have
every right to think that sounds shady to me.
It's Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. All right, so coming up next, there's something that could take place in the world of football that would piss a lot of people off, maybe yourself included. We'll tell you what that is right here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Come on, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. For example, I needed to get my alternator checked. Guess where I went last night? I went to O'Reilly. Of course I did. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. And the team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, just like they did for me, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, they're friendly. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires, shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox of the year.
I won't be on.
Okay. I'm not going to. You can hang out with us as always on the iHeartRadio app. By the way, coming up in about 20 minutes from now, we're going to have our midweek awards. We didn't have them last week because of the holidays. Some good, the bad, and the ugly here on FSR. So we'll get into that for you here and hand out some goodness here for the holidays on it. You know, last day in November, why not? Hand out some good stuff here.
Yeah. November's a dope month.
Yeah, it's all right.
I like November.
Big fan?
Yeah, my wife was born in November.
Happy birthday.
Early on. You know what's cool about her birthday?
What's that?
Her number is 11 to 81. The first number is my college number. The second number was the pick number that I was. And the third number, 8 plus 1 equals 9, which was my high school number.
Oh, they were going to say Art Monk.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah.
But no, 8 plus 1 equals
Tim Brown.
9.
There you go.
9 was my high school number.
So the beginning date was my high school. The second, the day was the number I was drafted, and the first one was my number in college. So she hit every level with her birthday.
And then also, it's the holidays, so you know what that means?
I got to spend that. I love their money.
Yeah, you know? Those Amazon boxes are piling up again, huh?
Bruh. We need a dumpster.
Another one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You've got two dumpsters for Amazon boxes?
We need a dumpster, bro.
See, but is that a problem with you guys, or just that they're sending the boxes that are too big? When you just need a smaller box.
I don't know
box.
That the boxes are too big.
Okay.
Just telling you, man.
Well,
I live in a house with four girls. Four girls, and I don't know which one. Like, so now the younger ones have their own wallets, you know, their Apple wallets, their Apple Pay. So it's like now the names have changed on the packages that come to the house. It's not just always the misses. Now it's like the extendeds, and the 7 year old is just as wicked with the ordering as the 15 and the 16.
At
and,
7 and years old? Really?
Straight goon. Straight goon. And there's no, you can only try to contain her. You can't stop her.
She buys whatever she wants.
When you hear her voice, and when she says, this is, you know, do you think, and the way that she asks, her positioning, it's really good. It's really good. You don't stand a chance.
See what you got to look forward to, Brady?
Too much going
on. Amazon boxes piling up.
Yeah.
It's all going to happen.
I got to figure that out.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I'll figure that out.
Good luck. But, I can't wait to hear your stories, because I can already tell how you're wired, getting to know you. I can't wait to hear your daughter-daddy stories as they get older.
It gives me anxiety thinking about all those boxes. Like, as soon as a box shows up at our house, I open that thing up, I break it down, I put it in recycling.
Yeah.
Like, it can't happen fast enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even if it spoils like a gift, don't care. I'm not even looking what's in the box. I just want to make sure, because, you know, like, dads are always responsible for the trash. And, like, no one else cares about the trash. Christmas Day, people will be opening gifts, and I'm, like, running around the trash bag and putting it all in there, because I'm like, this is all my responsibility. Yes. I'm not going to spend the rest of my day 100%. Picking up stuff here and there.
I shake my head.
You're basically
on
a busboy.
Yeah.
You're just cleaning up everything.
I walk out into that garage and I shake my head daily. Daily. Just wait. How you got two, right? So it's three girls. You got three girls and a wife.
Yep.
So you're at four, too. Oh, what's the oldest?
Six.
Yeah, you're in trouble, dog.
Yeah,
you're in trouble.
It's a 4-on-1 fast
now you
break.
You add boys into it. So now there's a boyfriend. There's a boyfriend and a would-be boyfriend. So the 16-year-old has a boyfriend. The 15-year-old, which her interest. They haven't made it official yet, but her interest is on – he played freshman ball. So he's on the football team, so I'm going to coach this kid.
Bull in the ring, dude. First practice. Start weeding him out.
Hey, bruh. Let me it's the wildest feeling. Like, and then every once in a while, like you know, my daughter will say something, and the boyfriend would be like, what did you say? And like, on the inside, I was like, in my mind, I'm like, did you just say, what did you say to my daughter? hey, bro. I have become a reclusive just based upon, like, I try to be there to, like, monitor, like, to see what their patterns are, because I was, like, and it ain't like they date normal dudes. Like, they're stars. They're, like, star players. Like, they're stars. So I know who you are. I've seen your highlights. I've seen you on under the radar. I've seen what you got going on. You're one of them. I know how one of them, how y'all are. I know how y'all behave. I know you. I'm looking at you. I know you. So now I'm sitting there like, okay, no blankets, no nothing. Like, y'all cold? Okay, I'll turn the fireplace on. I'll turn the heat up a little bit. No blankets, no nothing. Like, anything that goes along the lines of me cheating the system when I was that age and the dumb things that I did and just the recklessness of being young,
yeah.
I don't want that playing out with my kids. It's the craziest thing.
By the way,
but then when my son is there with his, he's got a girl, and she's a really good looking and super impressive young lady. You notice how I ain't say anything about the boys, right? I don't care if they're impressive other than they can play. But this young lady, she's very smart. She's probably going to end up going to Stanford. Like, she's like on some like astronaut type stuff. Like, I'm sitting there and I'm like, when they get there, and it's like, I'm sitting there and I'm beaming, full of pride. I'm happy. Like, look at my son. Like, look, this is amazing. Like, you guys are cold? Oh, I have a blanket. Like, this, that, and the other. What else you need? Y'all good? Okay, great. And I relax. And that's honestly, and I'm horribly guilty of saying, yes, I have a double standard in my house. I do.
Yeah. Well, listen, you know what's funny about the cleaning up stuff, though, that like Brady mentioned, where you're always cleaning up after people? It, when you're in the middle of doing it and your wife says to you, babe, just leave it for later. Like, why you don't need to clean it? No, I have to. Well, why are you doing it now? Because nobody else is going to do it. That's why. Because I know how this works. It's going to pile up. It's going to sit there. It's going to be irritating. So you clean that up as you go, and you turn into a busboy. That's the rules.
You don't have daughters. Like, and I always say, your life is different, bro. Like, it's different. It's different. Like, I had a point in time where I went almost, 7 years with just a son. It's different. Y'all can do things together. Y'all can, you know, wet a wall. Y'all can go take cool little walks, do little cool little things, father, son. When you have daughters, it hits way different. And when you have more than one, bro, when you're outnumbered and you hear their voices and you see their eyes and you can smell them and then they turn into like what they turn into. Like, my daughters are built like their mom, and if you ever see my, it's like a whole thing. It scares me to death that my little girls are now like ladies now. Weirds me out. Now, I don't know how to handle boys being around. Like, it's weird, which I've always had boys around because I've always been a mentor and a coach. So there's always been dudes around, but now it's weird. Like, you can't – like, one of my kids that I've mentored at one point asked me if he could date one of my daughters, and it's like, it's weird.
What was your response?
I don't know, sir. And it was like you were someone different at that point, right? I love this kid. I know this kid. We've gone to war together. He's one of my best players, da-da-da, this and that. He'll have a great career. You'll probably end up saying his name one day. And it turned to sir. It wasn't his name. So I don't know, sir. I don't have an answer for you, sir. You weren't your name. You weren't one of my babies. You weren't one of the boys. You weren't one of the runts. Like, you became someone different. You're not in my circle anymore. Now I'm looking at you as you are an outer entity. Like, you're going to be judged not because of what we've been through and we've done together. You're going to be judged off of me looking at, like, a dude dating my daughter. and he decided not to date her.
Yeah, at least he asked. You know, he could have not asked. So there's always that.
I mean, the answer was, I don't know, sir. And he thought, you know. And that happened twice. Like, there was two dudes on my team, two of my daughters. They wanted, and they were like, after they talked to me, and I didn't say anything crazy. I didn't like, I did say, don't make my daughters cry. I did say that. Don't make my daughters cry.
Yeah.
Don't make my, like, because then there's the coach and then there's the man. There's the dad. Like, don't make my daughters cry.
You know what you could have said to him?
What?
Could have said, well, no.
Don't say that.
No,
don't say that.
You can't.
Don't even go there.
No, I'm saying, like,
don't segue
let me
that. Like, clean that up. Clean that one up.
No, I'm just saying, like, you tell
him. Hey, Berto.
No, you can't.
Hey.
You can't date my daughters. But, fellas, it is time to stop treating your groins like junk.
Nah,
introducing the Gillette Intimate
Jonas,
Pubic
reset
Hair
that.
Trimmer.
Reset it and read it again. Don't reset it.
It is two pros and a cup of Joe here, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you. You can hang out with us, as always, on the iHeartRadio app. Coming up next, it is our midweek awards, the good, the bad, and the ugly, right here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Come on, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. For example, I needed to get my alternator checked. Guess where I went last night? I went to O'Reilly. Of course I did. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. And the team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, just like they did for me, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, they're friendly. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. You can hang out with us as always on the iHeartRadio app. So coming up top of next hour here from the TireRack.com studios, a little over 10 minutes from now, we are going to have a situation in the world of football that's probably going to piss a lot of people off. There's a potential of this happening. It could piss some people off. We'll have that for you here again top of next hour on FSR. Before we get to our midweek awards, want to let you know we are brought to you by Discover. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. And we talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
There are some good things that happen, and there's some bad, and then there's some downright ugly things. It's time for Good, Bad, and Ugly.
All right, lead the lap. What do we got this week? Who's got what responsibilities? It's been about 2 weeks, right, since we've done this?
That is correct. Yeah. And as we do each week, except for last week, we start with the good, and Brady has the honor this week.
Oh, awesome.
Yay!
Well, you know, I don't have to look any further than yesterday. The U.S. men's national team getting a win over Iran. They had to get a win in order to advance to the knockout stage or knockout round, which play the Netherlands, which, again, I'm not a soccer expert by any means. It apparently will be an uphill battle. So it's been a nice run. Hopefully, Christian Pulisic is able to come back. He sacrificed what looked to be like a lot. I mean, potentially the ability to birth children or help do that based on the goal that he scored to help the U.S. win. He took what could only be described as a knee to the abdomen, although it could have hit the nether region down there, if you know what I mean. Either way, he was in a lot of pain.
The Netherlands.
Yeah.
The
nether, see, yeah. See how that
works. You don't want disrespect. You want to use the Gillette.
I'm not gonna be there anymore.
Yeah.
Shot like that. But either way, what a sacrifice. What patriotism. Proud of Team USA for responding. I'm hoping they can go on a magical run. I don't know about these Netherlands folks, but I think we can take them and beat them.
All right, guys. Well, you can't have good without the bad. LeVar, what was bad this week?
Well, it feels like I have a bevy of bad I could throw out there. I mean, it could be my take on Sweet Life with visiting games to see former people.
Loves the Sweet Life.
It could be boxes from Amazon and how many are in my garage at any given point in time. But, you know, I think the one that kind of takes the cake here is, Jeff Saturday. When you give the good, you give the good. The good for me was, all right, give a guy a chance. You know, maybe it can open up the conversation, and he wins game one and hasn't won since. And if there was a team that was susceptible for you to be able to show that you're going in the right direction but isn't so good that you couldn't win the game, if y'all understood that, it would have been the Pittsburgh Steelers. You get a quality win over a quality coach, but you beat a team that isn't as good as it's been. You lose that game, and you lose it in prime time. Everybody's watching it. So I think that was pretty bad. So he nudged out Sweet Life by like a half of an inch – Definitely dominated the Amazon Prime boxes in terms of the number one spot of bad this week.
Yeah, I hear you.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, from bad to worse, Jonas, what was ugly this week?
All right, so the ugly, and I was pondering, you know, potentially giving it to Russell Wilson and the Denver Broncos, but I feel like that's like an oldie but a goodie, and we've done it before.
But that is a good one.
I'm going to go with the LA Rams. Ooh. This is the worst post-Super Bowl championship season in the history of the NFL. Nobody's been worse. And look, some of it's bad play. Some of it's are getting a little bit older. But also, you're getting injuries all over the place. We've talked about Matt Stafford, Cooper Kupp. The one thing they had going for him was, well, at least Aaron Donald's not injured. Well, that's gone.
Yep.
Yeah, Aaron Donald's injured. Allen Robinson, who was a big free agent signing, he's now been put on IR. Sean McVay got, you know, sideswiped by some guy running on the field and took a nice clean crack there during that game last week. This is as bad as it could possibly be for the LA Rams. Now there's reports that apparently season ticket holders aren't showing up to games, so they're worried about empty seats in the stadium. So they're like designing some program
where the Raiders.
Yeah, you get to donate them. Oh yeah. If they could play the Raiders every game, they'd sell out all the time. In fact, they should actually petition saying, hey, we're the defending champions. Could we get games against the Raiders and Cowboys the rest of the way, or the 49ers, so that way we could actually fill up this place? It's as bad as it can get. I think the window's closed, and I think there's a real potential that either Matt Stafford and or Sean McVay don't come back next year. I think they're in a bad spot. So
that's
my
ugly
is the LA Rams.
That is ugly.
Yeah.
That
it's
is
brutal,
ugly.
Man.
It's an ugly season for them.
You know, Is this as bad as the 99 Broncos? Remember when they went back-to-back and Elway retired? They were 6-10 that season. That was not a good season for Mike Shanahan and the Broncos.
And then the last team to do it was the Broncos in 2016, but they were 9-7.
How many wins did the Broncos have right now?
Three? When you're saying the worst since, like, the Broncos in 99 were probably the worst that you could look back to.
Yeah.
But they didn't have their quarterback returning, Aaron Donald. Like, they had a lot of different pieces. So
it's bad.
And
by the way, LeVar was at that game and not in a suite earlier this year. Rams.
Yeah, there we go. Way to bring it back full circle, my guy. I know about that suite life.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season, on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.